It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Good afternoon. Great to be here with you this afternoon. I'm Bobby Rossi. This is Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Thanks for joining us here. And, well, let's get started with some of the top stories. Of course, the one we're keeping an eye on here is Hurricane Ian. And with Hurricane Ian, we've now got some counties over in South Florida that are starting mandatory evacuations. And there is this thing has been, I was watching it all weekend. Basically, every couple hours, I was pulling it up and trying to see what the update was. And then for a while, it was kind of wiggling. We move a little bit west. I'm like, oh, okay, it looks like that might hit Santa Rosa County. And then move a little bit back more east. Okay, no, Santa Rosa's clear. Now it's going to hit Tampa. And then it move a little west again. It was just kind of wiggling. And so I just pulled up the latest, and the latest on this, it just came out at 5 o'clock Eastern, so 4 o'clock our time. And it's showing it's going to head straight towards Tampa still. So now that it's approaching Cuba, hasn't quite made landfall yet, but as it's approaching Cuba, it's looking closer and closer like it's a more solid path that's going to go to Tampa. However, just a reminder, the last one we had that hit us pretty bad, Hurricane Sally, it was supposed to go to New Orleans. And so nobody was prepared. Nobody got water. Nobody went and got gas. And it changed its mind and headed straight to us instead. So you just never know with these things once they're in the Gulf. But it is looking more and more like this. I was looking at some other spaghetti models, and spaghetti models are just modeling based on weather patterns and things like that. And looking at these spaghetti models, there are a couple of them that do show that it has a pretty good chance of still coming towards us. If it does so, it looks like it'd be more like Fort Walton Beach area. It would be the best chance of like getting close to us. It'd be Fort Walton Beach area, which would, of course, that's close enough that we would definitely get the brunt of that as well. But the eye of the storm more likely being most of the models showing it going to like Tampa area. Some chances are going to like towards Tallahassee. So we'll keep an eye on it as always and let you know what's going on with that. And by the way, if you do need some sand in Okaloosa County, that would be probably the closest place that has a big chance of getting it. Stillwell Park and Public Works North have, so Stillwell Park over in Fort Walton Beach and the Public Works North over in Crestview both have sand. For Santa Rosa County, getting closer to us here, Pace Fire Rescue, Pine Forest Road and Carroll Road in Milton, Leisure and Citrus, Holly by the Sea in Navarre, and then Tiger Point Park in Gulf Breeze has sand. There's a lot of places in Escambia County that have sand right now. They are first come, first serve, but I'm not sure if we're going to need it here in Escambia County just yet. Some other top stories going on right now. The Dow Industrials have officially fallen into the bear market. What does that mean? It means they've dropped about 20%. For the year, so it's officially in a bear market. Congratulations to Congress. They have reached their highest rating, their highest approval rating in 2022. Yeah, it's still horrendous. It's still at 23%. It's 23%. That is atrocious. But that's their highest, that's the highest rating that they've had in 2022 thus far. Then let's see here. Other news going on here. The January 6th committee, they're still at work. They subpoenaed Wisconsin House Speaker Robin Voss over a Trump phone call. That's the latest there. Russia has stepped up their attacks with Iranian drones now. They're starting to use Iranian drones to strike Ukraine. Ukraine trying to come up with new defenses against the drones. Speaking of Russia, Russian President Vladimir Putin went ahead and granted citizenship to Edward Snowden, the old whistleblower that was he's the one that basically revealed that the United States was spying on our own citizens and collecting data on our own citizens. And so Edward Snowden escaping, of course, to Russia. Now he's been granted citizenship there. A couple of more stories here for you right after Traffic on the Fives with Gracie Wolf.
No major slowdowns to report right now. We are checking in clear on I-10 and I-110. We do have everyday slow traffic on University Parkway getting onto Davis Highway, as well as on Davis at that same intersection is going to be slow moving. Other than that, we are looking good on Davis Highway. Nothing really to slow you down. Pine Forest, Blue Angel, Gulf Beach also looking good. And just expect your everyday slow moving traffic in Gulf Breeze. If you're leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point, you're going to see those slowdowns near the nature preserve, but nothing out of the ordinary. See something else on the road slowing you down? Just give me a call to the traffic line. That is 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your Traffic on the Fives.
Some of the other stories going on here. The EPA has launched a new civil rights office. A civil rights office from the EPA, Environmental Protection Agency. Yeah. They call it the Environmental Justice Office. And I guess it's going to tackle environmental inequity. Okay. Then President Biden's student loan relief program that he's proposed, which should be starting to get applications in December to apply for that student relief. Those the student relief could cost $400 billion, according to the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office. $400 billion over a decade is how much that would cost. The CIA has a museum. It's a new museum, and they've launched a podcast. The museum, though, is close to the public. It's kind of weird, but it's kind of weird that they have a museum and now a podcast. We talked about that a little bit last week. NASA, going to play it safe. They're going to roll the Artemis 1 back from the launch pad. Because of this Hurricane Ian. So, yeah, they're gonna have to pull it away from the launch pad, go store it, wait for the storm to get out of here, and then they'll try to launch the Artemis 1 again. I believe they're still going with the second launch, though, today, the DART launch. This is the one we're going to deflect an asteroid. I believe that's still going on tonight. So, yeah, there's that one right there. I saw this story here as well. The Pro Bowl is gone. NFL is going to replace the Pro Bowl with skills challenges, which apparently will include a flag football game of some sort. But yeah, it's long past due. Pro Bowl was, none of the players actually like really play. I mean, even when I was a kid, they never did. Pro Bowl's always been just kind of a walkthrough type of a thing because nobody wants to get hurt in a thing that's supposed to be celebrating their achievement. And the skills competitions were always the more enjoyable part anyway. So there you go. All right, it is Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you would like to weigh in, all you got to do is text us, 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Coming up here next, going to get a quick update from David Wayne over in the newsroom with top trending news. Stick around. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. We're just talking about how the Pro Bowl has gone bye-bye. They've officially gotten rid of the Pro Bowl. And there is... So instead, they're going to be doing skills competitions. Apparently, Peyton Manning helping guide them with new skills competitions that they're going to be doing. I do like this text. I'd like to see the Pro Bowlers do silly games like dizzy bat races, three-legged races, maybe a potato sack race. Like field day in elementary school. Like field day activities, tug of war. I think that'd be hilarious and fun. Or like gladiator competitions for the 1990s series. Yeah, that'd be fun too. It would be interesting to, like, when you're talking about skills competitions, it's one thing to like football skills. So obviously throwing and jumping and running and all stuff. But I think you're right. I think it would be funner to see these athletes do other athletic type endeavors that we're not normally used to seeing them do. So, yeah, good point right there. All righty, it's Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news this hour. Well, tolls being suspended on several bridges all along the Gulf Coast, of course, because of Hurricane Ian. And locally, that means tolls on Garcon Point Bridge here in Santa Rosa County, Spence Parkway and Midway Bridge in Okaloosa County included in that suspension. Lots of other bridges across the state, including Polk Parkway, Pinellas Bayway, Sunshine Skyway Bridge, Selman Expressway, Alligator Alley, the Interstate 4 Connector. All of those tolls being suspended as well. Big part of that because of the mandatory evacuations going on. Escambia County Public Schools, this is just in the inbox here, planning to stay open and continue their normal operations throughout the potential approach of a storm. The district says now it would be premature to alter their operations. January 6th House Committee says they're going to be holding a public hearing this week on Wednesday. Committee members promising new information on last year's attack at the U.S. Capitol. No witnesses have been announced so far. It'll be the committee's ninth public hearing and their first since late July. And Bobby, just seeing this, Alec Baldwin has posted a message to Instagram. He says his family has kept him alive. Days after welcoming his eighth child, he posted this message, quote, "My heart has been broken 1,000 times this past year. Things in my life may never be the same. Lots of changes coming." Now, he didn't elaborate, but a report from CBS News today, a district attorney in New Mexico saying she may be close to charging four people, including Baldwin, for the shooting that killed cinematographer Halnya Hutchins. Judicial attorney Mary Carmack saying that, and she has made an emergency funding request for $635,000 to continue funding their investigation.
Yeah, I saw that as well. And I mean, here's the thing. Even if he's not charged with anything, his life's different. I actually have a friend that I didn't even know. He and I were friends for, geez, I bet 10 years before one day we were sitting there talking. And I don't remember how it even came up, but it came up about like somebody accidentally hit somebody on the side of the road and killed him. And he said, "Oh, yeah, I did that." And I was like, "What?" And I guess he was like 18 years old. It was a dark country road, and an older gentleman had kind of wandered into the road, and he didn't even see him, but he just clipped him, and it was like, that didn't sound right, you know, I hit something. So he figured it was like a dog or something must have ran by, and he turned around and went and saw it and saw his man was laying in the road and called 911 and stuff, but the guy didn't make it, and I had no idea. And then it was like, my friend always had a lot of issues and had a lot of problems and stuff. And then it all made sense. It was like, yep. It's like, oh, now it all makes sense. Like, that's traumatizing. So
absolutely.
Even if Alec Baldwin doesn't get charged, his life's different. Like, it's always going to be different. So, especially, you know, it wasn't in a war zone. It wasn't, you know, it's hard to justify things like this. And he didn't have premeditated murder, even in the heat of the moment, get angry. Just a complete accident that you killed somebody. So no matter what, his life's different. So yeah, that's pretty rough. All right, it's Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's get traffic on the fives.
Roads are looking good on I-10 and I-110, 29 and 90 throughout Pensacola. Also not seeing any major slowdowns. You are going to see your slight everyday slowdowns on Mobile Highway. This is going to be right near Softy Field Road. See something else on the roads, just give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
Coming up here next, kind of, I'm sure you've probably seen the viral video anyway. I want to talk about it, about the Wawa that was getting ransacked. And while it was getting ransacked, well, somebody wants to, they just came to visit the convenience store. So we'll talk about that. We'll play the audio for you next right here on News Radio 92.3. All right. So I don't know if you, I know a lot of you are from up north, so you're familiar with Wawa. Wawa is a, here's the thing, I've read this up before, so we're supposed to get a Wawa, I think the closest one to us now, Tallahassee. I think I read that Tallahassee's getting a Wawa now, but there's some in Central Florida already. But this is the thing up north, convenience stores, gas stations up north is like, they're not just a place you go get gas and then like get a donut or something like this. Like they have restaurants inside there and good food, pretty good food and good ice cream oftentimes. They have places up there like Sheetz and Wawa and Casey's General Store and all kinds of other places. And so Wawa is one of those. Well, up north in Philadelphia, I don't know what was going on, but apparently a Wawa was being ransacked by the neighborhood. While it was being ransacked, and an employee was filming it, somebody approaches the employee. There you go. I don't know if you can hear her over all the noise and stuff. You can hear all the noise. They're like literally ransacking stuff, just taking everything. And all of a sudden you hear this young lady, y'all still making sandwiches or what? Like behind her, chaos. And she's just like, y'all making sandwiches still? I need to get a sandwich. I guess at that point would be your appropriate answer. Just, are you paying for it or am I just making this for you for free? Like, are you part of that group right there and you're asking me to make you a sandwich for free? or are you going to pay for this thing? That's so our society now, though, right? Isn't it? Like, the world's burning behind you and you're like, but I need to eat. What's that got to do with me? I'm here for a sandwich. Could you throw in an ice cream cone while you're at it? Like, it's just so our society nowadays. It's a sad yet funny video. Pensacola right now with Bobby Ross here on News Radio 92.3. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting us 850-437-1620. Got your sports update here in just a few minutes, and but before we get to all of that, we got your top three stories as well, and then. Yeah. Let me get the top three stories first. So, some Florida counties have already begun starting evacuations ahead of Hurricane Ian. Whoa, I almost said Ivan. That was a bad one. I need to knock on wood on that one. So they're starting to evacuate due to Hurricane Ian. Some counties are doing mandatory evacuations. Other ones are doing voluntary. In fact, I was just talking to Gracie in the break. Her family lives in Kissimmee. I never say it right. Just kiss me. Kiss me, Florida. No. And what were you saying about their because that's inland.
Yeah, they're central Florida. They're not evacuating, but my siblings are all off of school the rest of the week because they're using the high school and the middle school for the counties on the coast evacuating.
I got you. They need the schools. They need the schools for the shelters.
Yeah.
So, all right. Yeah, so they're doing all kinds of evacuation there in central Florida. Then let's see here. The Dow has fallen into bear market territory today, and Vladimir Putin has granted Russian citizenship to U.S. whistleblower Edward Snowden. Edward Snowden getting Russian citizenship. So those are your top three stories right here on News Radio 92.3. If you've been looking to sell your house, doing so in a changing market is very stressful. Right now might be the best time to get the most money before rates increase yet again, which we know they're going to. They've already warned us they're going to. So call the agent I would call, Christina Leavenworth from Rinky Realty. She sells more houses for more money than anybody else in the Pensacola area, and she guarantees her performance. That's right. She's the only agent in town who will guarantee her performance. If she doesn't sell your house in 10 days, she'll sell it anyway, and you pay her absolutely nothing. She'll even put it in writing. Now, her and her team succeed because they focus on making sure their clients succeed, and they do this guarantee because they spend tens of thousands of dollars marketing, generating demand. And now she already has about 100 approved buyers looking and ready to buy. So if you got a house, Christina may have a buyer for you already. Give her a call, 850-723-9158. And if for any reason you need to sell right away, Christina will buy your house for all cash, and she can close in 7 days. So call Christina Leavenworth. Get more money today at 850-723-9158. That's 850-723-9158. That's Christina Leavenworth, Rinky Realty.
Here's your sports hit.
All righty, your sports hit here. First of all, congratulations to the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. They lost the first game in the division series against Montgomery. They won the second game by coming from behind. They were down 4-0. They came from behind and ended up winning the second game, and so pushed it to a third game, and they ended up winning that one 1-0 on Friday. So they began the championship series yesterday against the Tennessee Smokies, and they lost, unfortunately, the first game 1-4. They're off today. That, unfortunately, was also their only home game of this series. So they play away at Tennessee tomorrow, and if they win that, then it'll push to a third game on Wednesday. So hopefully the Blue Wahoos are able to come back and win this from Tennessee. Then let's see here. Major League Baseball. Tonight, the Atlanta Braves are going to be playing the Washington Nationals, and on ESPN Plus at 6:10, the Orioles will be playing the Red Sox. Then, of course, it's Monday Night Football tonight. Dallas Cowboys taking on the New York Giants. That game's going to be on ABC and ESPN at 7:15. NHL hockey is underway. It's preseason hockey. At the end of the second period, Florida Panthers are tied with the Nashville Predators at 2 apiece. Then at NHL Network at 6 o'clock is the Islanders against the Rangers. ESPN Plus has a bunch of games as well. And, in fact, there's a doubleheader, doubleheader between Florida and Nashville Predators. So they'll have another game tonight. So NHL Network and ESPN Plus both having hockey for you. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf. I'll come back with your sports news next.
Roads are looking good this afternoon with no major delays. I-10 and I-110 checking in clear. You will see your everyday afternoon traffic on West Michigan Avenue as it is approaching Mobile Highway. Other than that, we're looking good. See, nothing to slow you down on 3 Mile Bridge or Garcon Point Bridge. You will see your everyday afternoon traffic on 98 leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point on 98 in front of the Nature Preserve. And Navarre 98 is running smoothly in both directions. See something else? Just give me a call at 850-262-6111. This traffic report is brought to you by Avalon HR. With everything going on, you need Avalon. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right, I got a couple stories here about the homeless I want to share in just a minute. First, let me finish up your sports hit. So in sports news, we already mentioned before that the NFL is getting rid of the Pro Bowl officially. You know, for years and years and years, it was in Hawaii, which I never understood I did understand it. The Pro Bowl at that point was really just, hey, congratulations, you made the Pro Bowl. We're going to send you to Hawaii on vacation. That's really what that was about. It was not for the fans because, very few people could attend and watch the game. So eventually they moved to Orlando, and I thought, well, that's much better. But by then, the luster of the Pro Bowl had really worn off. The players mail it in. Nobody's really trying to show off because nobody wants to get hurt. But more and more, the skills competitions type stuff was when more and more people were interested in anyway. So now they've officially gotten rid of it. They could have a flag football game, though, to replace it. And then they'll have lots of skills competitions. Ohio State has jumped Alabama for the number 2 spot in the college football poll. And the Buccaneers and the NFL are making contingency plans pertaining to Hurricane Ian, since it's looking more and more like it's going to make landfall around Tampa area. So the Bucs they have a home game this week, but they may have to move that. Then, according to a report for the Patriots quarterback, Mac Jones, he has a pretty severe high ankle sprain. The head coach for the Saints says that they're sticking with Jameis Winston, at least for now. They're not planning on making a quarterback change there. And the Dolphins, McDaniel, confirms that Tua Tagovailoa is not in concussion protocol. This comes about, now the NFL is doing an investigation, because Tua seemed to be wobbly, like visibly wobbly at one point, and kept playing. The NFL is doing some investigating into this, but they say he passed all of his concussion tests just fine. But his status for next week is still unclear, even though he's not in concussion protocol. So that's your sports hit. All right, Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. If you'd like to weigh in, text or call 850-437-1620. I do want to just point out, should this storm shift and come towards us, we will have full coverage for you right here on News Radio 92.3, on air on 92.3, on air on 95.3, on air at HD3 98.7, on air at AM 1620, and even online streaming. And actually now, we haven't really been pushing it that much, but you can actually download our mobile app now again and stream us that way as well, just in case you don't have a radio near you or something like that. So, I mean, like last, you know, if we have storms, we give you full coverage before, during, and after right here on News Radio 92.3, your hurricane destination. So I want to get into this story here. I saw this from the Pensacola News Journal. Give credit where credit's due. Pensacola News Journal had an article, how much money has been spent on the homeless in our community? And I thought, that's a good way to be. How much money has been spent on homeless programs? $2.2 million. Pensacola has set aside $3 million of the American Rescue Plan. 2.2 of it has been spent thus far. And this was, you know, a lot of this was trying to move the homeless camp from underneath the I-110 bridge. But we still have about $736,000 in unallocated money for the homeless that needs to be allocated in the future. But I don't know, when you look at this here, it's like, okay, $2.2 million for the homeless. We mentioned last week that Denver was going to start giving $1,000. They're going to give $1,000 a month to every homeless person. Well, there was 140 homeless individuals that were highlighting. They're going to give them $1,000 a month in a program. And so that was going to be their idea. And we talked about it and said, surely if you're going to spend $1,000 per homeless person, there'd be a better way to help them with $1,000 a month than just giving them the $1,000. Well, it makes me wonder here. I was looking up numbers and I couldn't find any numbers. Maybe you know if you work with the homeless or work with an organization that works with the homeless. I was trying to find out how many homeless people do we have in our community? Like, that's really what I was trying to find out, because based on that, I'm thinking I would like to find, like, okay, how much money if we spent $2.2 million, like, for how many homeless people does that cover? And then how much money per homeless person is that? Well, we have 1,000 homeless individuals. We have 100. You know, that would be interesting to find out. Okay, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So I saw that story. Yeah, I think that's it. We're running late, so better go ahead and get a quick break. We come back here, get a quick update from David Wayne over in the newsroom on News Radio 92.3. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Got a text here. Hey, Bobby, what's going on at Perdido Key Drive and Interiority Bank? I saw like six Escambia County Sheriff's Office vehicles over there. Well, I don't know. I'll pass it on to the newsroom here in a second. Speaking of the newsroom, David, what do we got going on in the news?
Well, Bobby, we do have some good news today. ECUA's material recycling facility finally back online. Of course, you know, they were waiting on a belt that had to be replaced. Supply chain shortages caused some delays there. Well, they've gotten that. It's installed, and now they will be accepting recyclables starting this week from their third-party partners. And then later this week, they're going to be taking recycling from their ECUA customers. Of course, they've been online since way earlier this summer. I think it was June when that facility went down last time. So they are back up and running. Recyclables will no longer be going to the landfill.
All right, there you go. Very nice. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So, pumpkin spice. We are officially in the pumpkin spice season. And so with that, somebody went to Google Trends to find out what people are Googling as it pertains to pumpkin spice. And I'll tell you what the top Googled pumpkin spice thing in Florida is coming up right after Traffic on the Fives.
Oh, I'm excited. Well, we are looking good on our roads. We're seeing some slight slowdowns on I-10. This is going to be in the westbound direction right near I-110. As you get on off of the northbound ramp onto I-10, expect some slight delays. Nothing too bad to slow you down. 29 is moving nicely, and we'll see some typical afternoon traffic starting to form on Blue Angel Parkway in the northbound direction as it approaches Lillian Highway. See something else on the roads? Give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your Traffic on the Fives.
All right. So what are the top things Googled as it pertains to pumpkin spice? What are the trends in each state? So what is uniquely searched in our state compared to other states? What do we search for more as it pertains to pumpkin spice compared to others? Pumpkin spice banana bread. Actually sounds pretty good. I love pumpkin bread, by the way. Pumpkin bread with chocolate chips in it. So good. So, like, my mom used to make homemade pumpkin bread every year for winter. And finally, she just realized she just had to make a separate loaf for me. Because then I would come home from school, have the separate loaf. I would just pick it up and eat it like it was a biscuit. Like, just, it's so good. Oh, I love it. In Alabama, top most unique thing searched there, pumpkin spice whipped coffee. Never heard of it. Whipped coffee? Okay. Mississippi, pumpkin spice muffins. Georgia, pumpkin spice wine. And I was looking at some other places, like Louisiana, it's pumpkin spice syrup. Texas, pumpkin spice milk. Then in North Carolina, this one was weird, pumpkin spice hummus. I don't know. I mean, I've had like chocolate hummus, like sweet hummus, but pumpkin spice hummus, what are you going to put it on? I guess maybe a cracker or something? I don't know.
Maybe like a graham cracker situation?
Graham cracker. Okay. Pumpkin spice hummus on a graham cracker. I could probably do that.
I probably can do that too.
Yeah. Okay. Now that you say that, now I understand. Indiana, I don't know what. Pumpkin spice Spam. You know, like the fake meat in a can. Spam. Pumpkin spice Spam. Oh, those poor people in Indiana. They don't even know. They don't even know what food is. They don't know what real food is. They're like, where can I get me some pumpkin spice Spam? And we're like, no.
What did you have to go through to want to have that?
Like, yeah.
Are you okay? Yeah. I will say I went to Aldi this weekend and they have pumpkin spice everything. Whipped cream.
Oh, do they?
They're butter, all set up with the okay. Every section had a pumpkin spice section, like thing in that section.
Well, check this out. I had to Google pumpkin spice spam because it doesn't exist. That cannot exist. Pumpkin spice spam. Are you kidding me with this? Apparently it's a limited edition. You can get it on Walmart.com. But it's out of stock. So when I Googled it to try to find out where it's in stock, it's collectors selling it now for $150 a can. Yeah, it's sold out. Somebody bought it all up. And there's such a demand, apparently in Indiana, that it's $150 a pop. Oh, boy. That's vicious. I love pumpkin chocolate chip cookies. Oh, yeah, that's good, too. That's very good, too. Pumpkin spice motor oil. Nope. No, I don't think so. I do want to... you know what? We've got a couple of texts about the homeless. Because I was saying that there's... Pensacola News Journal had a report. $2.2 million has been spent on the homeless here in the past really about a year, year and a half. And we got a couple of texts about that. So coming up next, we'll talk about that. But first, here's today's sign of the apocalypse.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
There's a restaurant out there that's charging $10 for a screaming kid surcharge. That's right. If you take your kids to the restaurant and they start to scream and yell, they're going to charge you an extra $10 for being there at the restaurant.